All right. I want to turn our attention to our guests that are here in studio and by phone. And we'll start you off here in studio and also visit with Frank Baker, who's here, and also with Carl Goldberg, who joins us on our Groucho's Deli hotline. And gentlemen, it's a privilege to have you both with us here on The Point after having a chance to look at your work. And of course, I'd seen the book already, but having a chance to really look closely at We Survived the Holocaust, the Bluma and Felix Goldberg story. I've already said my good mornings to Frank. So, Carl, I'll say good morning to you and welcome into The Point. And thank you for making time for me this morning. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Frank, welcome. I was telling listeners that literally since I first arrived in Columbia, you have embraced me, hugged me every time you've seen me, and made me feel like family literally since the moment I got to Columbia. And I care deeply for you, and it is a real privilege to have you here in the studio.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy Hanukkah to you, and happy holidays to your listeners.
Yeah, to all that celebrate Hanukkah, obviously happy Hanukkah, and looking forward to a fun couple of weeks for everybody between Hanukkah and Christmas. We Survived the Holocaust, and you guys put this together, and it's obviously a very emotional and powerful story. I'd like to talk about how it first happened. And that's a story in and of itself, Frank, how it first happened. Tell me about the inspiration for this.
The late Mr. Goldberg, of blessed memory, before he passed away, was speaking at our synagogue, the Tree of Life, during Yom HaShoah, which is the Day of Remembrance ceremony. Synagogues around the country mark that day in remembrance of those who died during World War II.
Right.
I sat in this audience, Kevin. I'd heard Mr. Goldberg on videotape and I'd read interviews, but to hear him face-to-face, testimony, sitting there with hundreds of other people, mm-hmm. it really impacted me. So he finished his talk, which was powerful enough, about how he survived being a slave laborer. And he sat down and the ceremony ended. And as he was greeting people, I walked over to him and he hands me his speech. And in this beautiful Polish accent, he said, Frankie, do something with this. He knew I was an educator. Mm-hmm. He knew that someone should pass on his story. And I took that speech home and it sat on my desk. And for years, I thought, what could I do? And I initially thought I would publish his story as a paperback book and distribute it to middle school and high school students. But the more and more I thought about it, every year I have to be publishing it again for new students. So I finally approached the family, and I said, I'd like to build a web page dedicated to your father and your mother's story, both of them miraculous. I mean, here we are at Hanukkah,
right,
which commemorates a miracle,
right,
and here I am talking to you about the miraculous story of two survivors. So I created a website for educators, storiesofsurvival.org, and for the last 2 years I've been taking it around the state and sharing it with teachers. But then I woke up and I said, well, what have I done for young people, many of whom are completely oblivious to what the Holocaust is all about? And the graphic novel idea was born thanks to a colleague at the University of South Carolina and my colleagues in New York, the publisher Imagine and Wonder, my excellent editor, John Shableski, and an already award-winning illustrator by the name of Tim Oglein.
And it's a fascinating a story in the sense that, obviously, it's a true story, but it's also something when you realize that you've put it to your words and the words of Mr. Goldberg to illustration in this book. I would have thought that the illustration side, to make them mesh, would be very challenging.
I think the beauty of this book was the collaboration and the relationship I had with both my editor and my illustrator. And I'll just give you an example, if I may. Several months ago, Tim, our illustrator, showed me an image of Bluma Tischgarten's family running from their home that was burned down by the Nazis. Mm. And I looked at that image and I said, this is Ukraine. this is exactly what's happening today.
Wow.
And powerful. And I'm hoping that teachers and educators and parents and grandparents will help young people see those connections. And also, this book is also about anti-Semitism. And as you and your audience already know, we've seen an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world. And so we feel this obligation not only to tell the story of how Bluma Tishgarden and Felix Goldberg met, what they endured. And, you know, I think to myself these questions. Will I live to see tomorrow? Where is this train taking me? Did my mother and my father survive?
Right.
And not only did they ask those questions, millions of others were also part of Hitler's final solution. And it's an incredible story of risk, resilience, and renewal.
Let me bring Carl in on this one. And to have the story of the parents told, to have the story of their story being told and put almost in a historical perspective so that now it's there for children, for others to always be able to read, that's got to be a tremendous aspect to add to what was already, Carl, a tremendous legacy by both of them.
It was. I've always said that I was worried about my children and my grandchildren never remember or never knowing what my parents went through in order to make it to the United States. That haunted me. I mentioned that I've been to my wife's great-great-grandparents' cemetery in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she doesn't know much about them. And or how they made it to the United States. So now I have it clean. It's in a book. It's on a website. And my children, my grandchildren, and future generations will always have the book. So for personal reasons, it's just amazing for me. Frank's just been a savior to my family for having us keep that story alive.
When it comes to the legacy of your family and when it comes to the story being told, take away the personal side. Well, if you can, take out the personal for a moment and just talk about it from the historical perspective and how important it is, especially today with the anti-Semitism and the deniers that are out there. What is the message you want to make sure people get when they look at this book?
Well, you know, my family, I have an older brother, a younger sister, and when my parents became elderly and unable to go to schools and speak and to help people understand what happened during World War II, as you and I know, not that long ago, that most of them, including the teachers, had no idea what was happening during World War II, had no idea that 6 million Jews were murdered, and including children. And just to be able to, you know, have educators put that book out, and because it's in that illustrated or comic book style, I think it'll make a lot of young people want to read that book, and they'll understand shortly what really happened during World War II.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to hold for just a moment, Carl. We've got Carl Goldberg, we've got Frank Baker with us from now until 9 o'clock. We'll do a quick timeout and then we'll come right back. A whole lot more to go as we continue talking about this very powerful, powerful book. Stick around.
Mornings with Kev. In the Bard Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
9 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening into The Point. We've had a pretty powerful first start to what we're talking about here. The name of the book is We Survived the Holocaust. And my two guests, one here in studio is Frank Baker, and the other on the line with us is Carl Goldberg. And we've been talking about the book, and it is a powerful, powerful book and a powerful tool that, again, I see it such an interesting perspective, because when you look at who the participants are, and you actually have such a direct connection obviously Carl with being your parents, Frank being someone you've known for a long, long time until they passed, and someone that in our synagogue have been revered by all of us because not just the fact that they're survivors of the Holocaust, but also just phenomenal human beings and a phenomenal family that carries a lot of weight. And so to see it now actually put to print and distributed for everyone to read, I think everyone takes a little bit extra pride in your work, Frank and Carl. And so not only do I congratulate the two of you, I thank you for doing this, because I think it's so important, especially for the young people, to get a chance to grab this.
Kevin, one of the things that I discovered was last April, a young lady from Virginia wrote a commentary in the Los Angeles Times, and she spoke about her Holocaust education. She said, "My Holocaust education consisted of one slide listing concentration camps and one handout." She said, "No wonder my generation is so lacking of knowledge." And as I look around the country and see Holocaust education initiatives that are everywhere, it's because the Holocaust does not get the time that it deserves in our schools. And I was asking social studies teachers that question. Why are our students so ignorant? And each one of them said, Frank, it's because they haven't made the time for it. But another colleague of mine says it's because they have not made teaching it a priority.
Right. Well, it's this book is a tool. In addition to being a historical piece of literature, it's also a tool that can be used. And I do know this, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, but I do know that you guys have made this not just a goal, but an absolute calling to get it into the hands of young people. And I know the Goldberg family is heavily involved in that. Tell us a little bit more, Carl, about what you're doing to get young people to be able to see and hold this book.
Well, Frank's just done an amazing job. We receive emails daily from Frank on what we're doing next. We're going to go to the library. We're going to the Jewish Center in Augusta. We're going to the Jewish Center in Columbia. He's out there. He really is. I have to hand it to Frank. He's just great at putting this publicity out. The mere fact that we're talking on your radio station right now, again, it's Frank. He's all over the place, and I haven't done a whole lot except really hand a whole box full of Holocaust information over to Frank, and he's turned it into a book. And he's just been amazing. That's all I can say.
Well, and Frank, you're making sure that when it comes to I'm not looking to blow smoke, but I mean, you're even donating proceeds from this to make sure that more people learn about the Holocaust and making sure that it's the ultimate sign of giving back.
And Carl's being rather modest. The Goldberg family is committed to purchasing a copy of a book for every middle and high school library in the state of South Carolina, and we will be distributing those to the librarians when they meet in March here in Columbia. And that's a major commitment. So now that the book is out, we're just, beating the drum loudly. We want teachers, educators, parents, and grandparents to know, as you said, this is another tool in the toolbox. You and I both know there's so much Holocaust denialism out there, and the way we fight Holocaust distortion and denialism is to have evidence and to tell a personal story, which we have done through this book, and it's because of the Goldberg's family's generosity and their willingness to allow me to take their parents' story and tell it in this format that's so very satisfying.
Carl, I want to ask you a very powerful question and an emotional one. When you see all the Holocaust denial and you see the anti-Semitism, knowing what your family has been through, how does that stir you emotionally? How does that what does that generate within you?
Well, it makes me think of my parents that have passed away. My father died in 2000, and my mother died a couple years ago. She died of COVID, by the way, and she was able to survive Hitler and the concentration camps, but she couldn't survive COVID. It really upset my parents to have Holocaust deniers or to hear about them on television or the Hitler Youth or neo-Nazis. I mean, they just couldn't believe it. And I would think about their reaction. In this world, you know, you hear and see everything, and you're hit with something new every day, and you become just kind of a unfeeling piece of meat. So yeah, it's very upsetting to me, and you want to say to yourself just what's next. And anti-Semitism, I just don't understand it. I don't know what they want from us. I don't know what we did wrong to cause anti-Semitism. We're good people. We're just like everybody else. What do we do? So that's what bothers me the most. I can't get those answers.
Well, I think you just said it as best you could possibly say it. I want to make sure people know, Frank, about how they can find the book, and especially if there's teachers out there that are listening. A lot of kids are, their kids are all out of school right now for the holidays, and so if there's teachers out there or parents that want to get this into their schools so we could do a better job of educating, Frank, what's the best way for people to learn more?
If they'll go to www.wesurvivedtheholocaust.com. And for the educators out there, we created a 90-page companion teacher guide, which is downloadable and free.
Yeah, again, it's WeSurvivedTheHolocaust.com. And I will tell you with what is going on, I have so many people because on this radio station, gentlemen, I've always been very, very open about my Judaism and very loud about who I am and never tried to hide that by any stretch. And it's been very well received in the 30 years that I've been in Columbia. And I will tell you that there are a lot of people who just want to learn more. And this is a great tool to everyone that wants to learn a little bit more. Or if you want to share something with your children and make sure they're getting the story properly, go to the website, WeSurvivedTheHolocaust.com, and get a hold of this book for you and your family. And I promise you, you will be rewarded for doing so. I really do. Carl, I want to wish you nothing but the best heading into 2023, safety and good health to you and your family, and happy Hanukkah to you. And thank you for making time for us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Frank.
Sure. God bless you. Frank, thank you, my friend. It's a privilege to have you in the studio, and you've done beautiful work on this. Thank you for continuing the legacy and for educating others. I know that's a mission of yours in so many different capacities, but I really appreciate you.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.